Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Once again, the regular media has failed to inform you of recent major developments that could soon negatively impact your personal finances. So, not for the first time, and almost certainly not for the last time, that leaves it to me to let you know. Both stories detail the increased risk of a near-term decline in the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar. 2 weeks ago, Chinese government officials told banks in that country to reduce their holdings of U.S. Treasury debt and U.S. corporate bonds. The reason given for this directive was that the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar was at higher risk of a major decline, a drop that could exceed the interest income realized from holding such debt. Last week, there rose even greater pressure on Japan for that nation's central bank to sell some of its holdings of U.S. Treasury debt to replace with the Japanese government bonds and help prop up the value of the yen that is now approaching a 40-year low exchange rate versus the U.S. dollar. This information is important to you because 15 months ago, the Japanese and Chinese central banks were the two largest foreign holders of U.S. Treasury debt. From November 2024 to 2025, China's central bank reduced its U.S. Treasury debt holdings more than 11%. As of last November, the holdings of U.S. Treasuries had fallen to $682 billion, down almost 50% from their peak 12 years earlier. Current holdings are down to where they were 18 years ago. From November 2024 to August last year, the Japanese central bank aggressively increased its holdings of U.S. Treasuries. However, from August to November last year, the Japanese central bank put an almost complete halt to increasing those holdings. As foreign central banks and investors accelerate their dumping of U.S. Treasury debt and American corporate bonds, interest rates will rise in this country, pushing down the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar even faster than it is already happening. It's long past time to move some of your investments out of the dollar-denominated stocks and bonds into safe haven assets like physical gold and silver. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.